This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz with Morning Devotion. Sometimes we think we are the center of the universe. We get so wrapped up in our own world and the issues of daily life. We forget about other people and their struggles. And that little word me becomes very important. We somehow think that everything revolves around me. I heard the story of a well-known American novelist who sold lots of books. Many people knew his name. He was a star, very popular, very successful. And he was interested in a young lady with whom he became acquainted. They were sitting together on the lounge talking, and he said to her, well, he said, that's enough about me. Let's talk about you. What do you think about my latest book? You see, he didn't get it. They were the only words that he was giving. He really didn't want to hear about her. He just thought, well, I'm the centre of the universe. Like the saying, I gave a little tea party this afternoon at 3. It was very small, 3 guests in all, I, myself and me. Myself ate all the sandwiches while I drank all the tea. It was also I who ate the pie and passed the cake to me. Quite quaint, isn't it, about me. All too often, we think that our feelings and our ideas are the most important in the world. But guess what? Other people also have a part to play. Life's got a habit of sort of jolting us into reality, and we need to learn that we are not the center of the universe, that we can get things wrong ourselves. We love to talk about ourselves, and we can be quite dismissive about the point of view of others. I mean, what have they got to say? My opinion counts. And do you know people like that? Does my opinion matter? Well, the New American Webster Dictionary has a great definition for selfish people, and the dictionary says, they are absorbed in themselves. It's like everything revolves around me. Me, myself, and I. So just for a moment, the self-centered person, that's someone who talks about themselves constantly. They don't listen to anybody else. They cut off a conversation. You know, if you're having a conversation with someone and that person just cuts off the other one and starts talking about themselves, they can be vain about things about how they look. They take, they don't give back. They need reassurance about even the way they look, their looks. And if they don't get enough attention in life, they end up sulking. So Jane tells her husband Peter, here's an example, that she's had a hard day. She's come home from work. Instead of saying to Jane or asking what's happened, Peter says he had a hard day too. So what's the point of talking about it? And maybe Jane tries then to continue the conversation. Oh, we both had a hard day, then do you want to talk about it or take a walk? That's not the answer he wants to hear. So Peter, being the self-centered person he is, shifts the focus by saying, it's not my fault you had a bad day, so why are you trying to ruin mine? Now, that's a fairly simple illustration, but I wonder if you get my drift here. The Bible has much to say about this self-centered business. Jesus said in Luke 9, if you try to keep your life for yourself, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for me, you will find your true self. And how do you benefit if you gain the whole world, but lose or forfeit your own soul in the process? That's Luke 9, 24 to 25. It's worth looking at again. It's talking about the biggest challenge that can happen, changing from a self-centered person to a God-centered person. Can you do that? Now, it can happen. It can completely change your life. And life becomes very meaningful, and there's really nothing more miserable than living for yourself. We can switch our focus from what we want to what God wants. Colin Smith, in his book called Jonah, Navigating a God-Centered Life, says, when God interrupts your life, he is calling you to follow him in a new way. He is moving you to a new place where you can make fresh discoveries of his grace. Embracing God's call is never easy. But this is where the pursuit of a God-centered life begins and the shame of a self-centered life is exposed. That's very direct words there from Colin Smith in his book. And in 1 Corinthians 13, the Apostle Paul says that love is not rude and is not selfish. Serving others, it's a great experience. Heavenly Father, this morning I just pray you'll teach us how to stop being so self-centered and to look up and appreciate others. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.